Hey, 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 it is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. And then I used my artwork as inspiration to create products such as t-shirts, canvas sneakers, journals, coloring books, all of that good stuff. Amen. And I used to say that I produced power from my pain, but then one day I realized, honey, that I have no power of my own. The only reason why I did what I did and I was able to do what I do and I am here alive today is because I am God resilient. It was because of God's power, His grace, and His mercy that enabled me to do all that I do. And so we denounce all human resiliency and we declare we are God resilient. God bless you on this beautiful, beautiful day. I am grateful unto the Lord. Let me tell you, God is good and He is forever to be praised. He has been so faithful unto me. He does things for me that I cannot even put into words, and His faithfulness is everlasting. Amen. If you can't count on anyone else, you can definitely count on God. And sometimes I don't even trust myself. Amen. I can't trust myself to do the things that I say that I'm going to do. But when I put it into God's hands, when I get into God's will, when I do things God's way, when I submit my life unto the Lord, He is the one that steps in and empowers me. He strengthens me. His strength is perfected in my weakness, and I give Him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It is God resilient. And guess what, y'all? We are on day 10. Can you believe it? We have been going 10 days strong with God resilient, and I am just forever grateful for God's faithfulness. God bless you, Elise. It is so wonderful to see you this morning. Great peace unto you. Yes, we have a peaceful morning. God bless you, Terry. It is so wonderful. Yes, amen, amen, amen. Terry says, I trust you, Jesus. Okay, He is the only one that we can trust. Amen. Yes, thank you so much, Elise, for moderating. It is day 10 with God resilient. And 10 days, y'all. 10 days. God has been doing this for us. All we got to do is say yes, and God will do the rest. Amen. I cannot take any credit of my own. As you guys know, we are firing on all cylinders. We are on YouTube Live. God bless you. Facebook Live. God bless you. And we are recording the podcast live. Amen. Yes, Elise, through the grace of God, the only reason why we stand, the only reason why we are here, the only reason why we got breath in our body, the only reason why we woke up this morning, the only reason why we lied down in a bed last night, the only reason why we got food in the refrigerator, the only reason why we are on our smart devices with our internet, the only reason why, amen, is because of the grace of God. I can't take no credit for my own. It is by the grace of God, by His mercy. My God. Y'all don't get me to crying this morning. I don't have time to be crying. But when I think about the goodness of Jesus, and I remember them old women in church, the old mothers, and they would get up and testify during the testify service. And when I say I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that He has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Honey, I understand what the church mothers was talking about. Amen. Sometimes you just got to keep living. Amen. Sometimes you ain't gone through enough yet. Amen. To understand somebody else's testimony. But when you stay in the Word of God and when you stay with God and stay in God's will. Amen. He will give you a test for that testimony. He will give you a message out of your mess. Amen. Because he is the one that pulls up us up out the pit, and he sets our feet upon a rock. Amen. And he is the one who establishes our goings. Amen. God bless you, Rhonda. It is so wonderful to see you again this morning. Thank y'all for y'all faithfulness, not unto me, but unto the Lord. It is the anointing on my life. Amen. It is because God put it in your spirit. Amen. There is a clarion call. Amen. And we call forth all those who are supposed to be a part of God Resilient, whether it's on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, or listening to the podcast. We call them forth in the name of Jesus so that they can get what they need. Amen. So they can stand flat-footed, stout-hearted, with their face like flint, declaring that they are God Resilient. Amen. Whoo! Y'all. God is good and greatly to be praised. Amen. Whoo! Hallelujah. Well, you guys know what we came to do. Amen. We gonna pray. We're going to process today's devotional in God Resilient, and then we're going to pursue God's word. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. We praise you. We worship you. We honor you, Lord God. Thank you for those who you have called to this space, to this place, to this message of God Resilient. Father God, open up the ears of those who have an ear to hear what thus saith their Lord through this vessel, through this platform, through this medium, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. We call them forth, oh Father God. We thank you for the ones who are here, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. We declare Jesus is Lord through the airways in the name of Jesus. And we bind the enemy in the name of Jesus who will come to steal, kill, and destroy. Oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you for being here. Thank you for the brand new mercies with the rising of the sun. Thank you for healing that is in thy wings this morning. Thank you. Release thy healing, Lord God. Release thy grace. Release thy mercy. Release thy love. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, release thy light, thy revelation, thy power, thy glory. Oh, Father God, release it upon to us, Lord God. We open up ourselves to you, Lord God, for you to have your way in our lives, Lord God. We love you. We praise you. We worship you. We honor you. Speak to our hearts. Take the scales off our eyes. Show us something that we have never seen before. For you are the light of the world. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Well, child, let's go ahead and start with one of our key phrases, amen, which is, we belong to God. That is the first key phrase on this day. If you don't mind putting it in the comments and putting it in the chat, we belong to God. So according to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, amen, we have that physical needs or the physiological needs, the sense of belonging, the sense of safety, you know, self-actualization, etc., etc. Amen. According to his hierarchy of needs, the sense of belongingness is a basic need that we all share. God put it in us. The first institution that God created is the institution of marriage. And he looked at man and he said, it is not good for man to be alone. God created us Amen. To belong to a natural family, a neighborhood, a culture, a society. Amen. Anthropologists study cultures and peoples. Amen. They go in and they do what are called ethnographies. Amen. Anthropologists go into different cultures and they do studies called ethnographies, and they study those particular cultures and the people within those cultures. And one of the key phrases of an ethnography is a researcher participant or a subject researcher. Amen. So they immerse themselves in the culture so that they could truly understand the peoples and their sense of belongingness and their group identity. Amen. God created us that way. Put in the chat, it is not good for man to be alone. Amen. So we belong to groups. We belong to clubs. We also belong to churches. We are a part of a local body of Christ. And if you are not a part of a local body of Christ, well, God bless you. If you get on God Resilient, this is a form, a type of a local body of Christ. It is not, but it is a type of. Amen. And so when we belong somewhere, when we belong to someone, when we have a family, when we are not out there willy-nilly, lone ranger by ourselves, it increases our self-esteem. We walk different. We talk different. And some of us get a little brazen when we know we got a posse behind us. But my God, how much more brazen can we be when we know that we belong to God? That we can have a whole posse behind us. But everybody can't beat everybody. Amen. But when we have God, the creator of the universe, God, Elohim, God, the mighty man of war, Jehovah Gabor, God, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the angel armies, God, who is our rear guard, God, who takes up his shield and his buckler, God, El Shaddai, God, hallelujah. When we have God and we belong to God, we walk different, we talk different, we stand different, we move different, we believe different because we belong to God. Hallelujah. My God, when you know God is on your side, it removes fear. It removes worry. It removes anxiety. If you are worried, if you fear, then there is a shimmer, an ounce of doubt if God is really on your side, if God is really there for you. Think about it. God bless you, cuz. It's so wonderful to see you this Tuesday morning. God bless you. If you doubt, if you worry, if you are anxious, ask yourself, do I really believe God is on my side? Do I really believe God is going to answer my prayers? Do I really believe that God is going to do this for me? Do I really believe that? And if we believe it, the question is, do we believe that God is going to do it in the time that he wants, that we want him to do it? Do we believe that he's going to do it the way we want to do it? Then we got to ask ourselves, is it my will or my way? And my timing, or is it God's will, God's way, and his timing? Somewhere along the line, you believe, but you need God to help your unbelief. It is something about it. it, that situation, that circumstance, that thing, that person, that desire, that need. That if worry is there, maybe you don't really believe. You believe God. You know he's faithful. You know he exists. But it's just something about that situation that just, you know, you're apprehensive. You're nervous. God has taken too long. Yeah. Yeah. There's a deadline. You're tired. You want to give up. Okay? You're disappointed. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Amen. But a longing fulfilled is like a tree of life. You got this longing that has yet to be fulfilled. My God. My God. My God. Do you believe God? Do you belong to God? Do you profess Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God? The Christ, the anointed one. The Son of God, the Son of man. The only begotten Son. The resurrection and the life. The good shepherd, the door, the bread of life. The light of the world. The Prince of peace. Do you believe that he saved you? Do you believe that? Do you believe? Yes, Terry. She says, Lord, help my unbelief, known and unknown. Yes, because we all have blind spots. I love that, Terry. We all have blind spots. There is something called Jahari's window. Amen. And in Jahari's window, there are four window panes. And the first window pane, you have what is obvious or seen to me and what is obvious and seen to others. Then the next window pane, so the top left window pane is what is seen to me and what is seen by others. Then the top right window pane is what is seen by me, but not seen by others. Amen. Then the bottom left window pane is what is seen by others and not seen by me. And then the bottom right window pane is what is not seen by me, nor what is not seen by others. Amen. And there are times that we are living in that bottom right window pane. Sometimes we don't see it. Other people don't see it. But guess what? God sees it. It is unknown to others. It is unknown to ourselves. But God sees all. He sees all. He understands all. He knows all. And there are times that you have aspects of unbelief that you don't even know about. But when you ask God to shed light, to reveal what's going on within you, he is forever faithful and he will show you your areas of unbelief. Amen, Elise. Yes. Rhonda says, when I do it my way, it doesn't work. Or it's a temporary fix, child. You better tell the truth and shame the devil. Amen. You are absolutely right. It is only temporary, but God is everlasting. And do we want an everlasting solution to whatever is that's going on in our lives? Then we must trust God. Amen. Trust the Lord. Amen. Yes. So Terry asks, what's in the window panes again, please? So you can look it up. It's Jahari's window. That is Jahari's. Jahari's window. So the top left pane of the window is what is known or seen or obvious to myself and to other people. Amen. It is obvious that I am an African-American woman with locks. I see it. I know what other people, others see it. Others know it. Amen. then in the top right window pane, there are things that I know that other people don't know. Amen. For instance, I had major surgery in September. There are some physical things going on with my body. I know that, but other people don't know that. Amen. So then in the bottom left window pane, there are things known to other people, but I don't see. It's a blind spot for me, but other people see it. For instance, my husband used to tell me all the time, baby, when you talk, you skip words. And I'm like, what? He says, you think you said something, but you never say it. And he would keep telling me that and telling me that. And I didn't understand it until I had to ask God to reveal it unto me. I would think things in my mind, but my mind would move faster than my words. So I thought I said something, but I would skip words and I would skip phrases. And I would, thank you, Rhonda. And then I would wonder why other people like didn't fully understand my communication or what I was stating. My husband saw it. Other people saw it, but I didn't see it. And it was causing friction because I didn't realize that I had that. It was something about my communication that needed to be corrected. Amen. So then at the bottom right, it is the unknown. There are things unknown to me, but then there's also things unknown to others. And when things are unknown to me and they are unknown to other people, we can rest assured that God knows. Amen. And when you look at the bottom left window pane, when there are things known to other people but unknown to you, it takes someone who loves you, amen, to share things with you about you, or God will use situations to reveal things about you. Sometimes those situations don't feel good. Some, you know, we all have a part to play in our lives and in our situations. And sometimes it's not always the other person. We sometimes can be the villain. We're not always the victim. We play the villain and the victim in some of our situations. But when we are always the victim, and when it's always, and when someone is always doing something to us and we don't see the part that we played, those are the unknowns in our lives. So we have to ask God to reveal those things to us. And unfortunately, we will always be the victim, the villain in somebody's story. I think that's going to be inevitable in life because people have their own perceptions. They have their own vantage point and they're going to see things from their perspective. But we want to be the people that we see things from an aerial. Remember, we've been talking about birds this week. We want to see things from an aerial perspective. We want to rise above it. Amen. When you look at a map from an aerial standpoint, you see the land and the streets. It's a different perspective of the map, and it's from a higher perspective. So we want to come up, amen, which leads us to our next key phrase. We want to soar as an eagle. Amen. Put that in the chat. Soar as an eagle. Amen. Because those of us who are in Christ, we belong to God. Everything belongs to God. Amen. As God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, he owns us. God bless you, Evelyn. God owns everything. He owns the eagle that soars above the storms. That same eagle that soars above the storms, he soars under the clear skies. God bless you, Dr. William Webb IV. Amen. And God invites us to mount up on wings as an eagle. He is inviting us to soar above worry. Amen. To soar above anxiety. Amen. Yes, Rhonda says, with all thy getting understanding. Amen. We belong to God. God doesn't want us to worry. And if there are things in our lives, we want him to reveal the unknown. Because what if there are things that are blocking the prayers from being answered, and the thing that's blocking the prayer from being answered is us? There's something about us that God knows that we don't know. There's things about us that God sees that we don't see. That's why we ask God to take the scales off our eyes. That's why we ask God to be light, to lead us into all truth, to reveal unto us. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. We're not in the Bible verse as of yet, but as God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, that is Psalms 50 verse 10. We're not quite there yet, Evelyn. Psalm 50 verse 10 is where you can find that God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Amen. We belong to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So now let's turn. You guys know that our scripture for this week, we can find in Matthew chapter 6, verse 27. We're going to start there, and then we're going to go to our other passages of scripture. Because I'm asking you, what has worry really done for you? What have you done for me lately, worry? Anxiety, what have you done for me? Stress. What have you done for me lately? Amen. So let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 27. Matthew chapter 6, verse 27. The word of God says, can any of you add one moment to his lifespan by worrying? You guys know I read in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Can any of you add one moment to your life by worrying? What has worry done for you lately? Has it done anything but get you more upset? Threw off your day, caused an argument. Honey, I worried sometimes and it just set things off. I would fumble. I would drop things. I would trip. I would got into a car accident. One time I dropped my phone, broke my phone. I mean, my God. What does worrying do for your life? Amen. That's Matthew chapter 6, verse 27. Amen. So now let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 through 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the whole earth. He never becomes weary or faint. There is no limit to his understanding. He gives strength to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Youths may become faint and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like an eagle. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not faint. Amen. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the whole earth. He never becomes faint or weary. There is no limit to his understanding. He understands you, Evelyn, and what you going through. He understands you, Rhonda, and everything in your life. Terry, he understands you. William Webb IV, he understands you. Cuz, he understands you. Rhonda, he understands you. Elise, he understands you. He understands me. There's no limit. He understands. He created it all. The one who created you understands you. He knows everything about you. He knows what's going to worry you. He knows what's going to cause anxiety. He knows what's going to stress you out. He knows. And if you like me, sometimes I'm like, if you knew I was going to respond like this, why did you do it? Those are the type of conversations I have with God. Amen. He knows. Because it's something that he is trying to get out of you so he can get something to you, in you, and through you. Yes, Terry says, all-knowing and all-powerful. Elise says, God understands all of us. We are his children. He knows us. We are his creation. Amen. He knows. He knows how that eagle soars above the storm. We don't understand it. We can't fathom that. He knows. God is all powerful and almighty. You are correct, Elise. Amen. He knows. There is no limit to God's understanding. So I ask you again, what has worry done for you lately? Has it changed your situation? Has it healed your body? Did it put money in your bank? Did it pay your bills? Did it fill your refrigerator? Did it fix that situation on your job? Did it save your children? What has worry and anxiety done for you lately? Amen. Let's turn to Psalm 50, we mentioned this earlier. Psalm 50, verse 10. The word of God says, for every animal of the forest is mine, the cattle on 1,000 hills. Every animal of the forest. Think about it. God takes care of it all. That animal in that forest, that eagle that's soaring above the storm, the cattle on 1,000 hills, that bird who's crying out. My God, that snake in the desert. God, that whale in the sea. My God. Those insects in the Amazon. God, the squirrels that you see running in your neighborhood. The bees in the beehive. the creator of it all. Are you much valuable? Are you more valuable than those insects in the Amazon? The whale in the sea? The eagle that soars? The animals in the forest? The cattle on a thousand hills? You're not much more valuable than they? My God. Let's turn to the Gospel of John. Amen. Chapter 8, verse 47. The Gospel of John. The fourth book of the New Testament. The Word of God says, and we are in verse 47. The Word of God says, amen. The one who is from God listens to God's words. Amen. This is why you don't listen, because you are not from God. Is that you? Is that why you don't listen? Because you're not from God. Because those who are in God and those who are from God listens to God's word. Amen, Terry. She says, we rise up in God because we are God resilient. Hallelujah. Amen. The one who is from God listens to God's words. So put in the chat, what resonated with you the most just this morning? What was the one thing that resonated with you the most this morning? Put that in the chat. I want to see. Because those who are from God listens to God's words. Amen. You listen to God's words. You hear God's words. You are his sheep and you know his voice. You recognize his voice. You obey his word. What resonated with you? What did you hear this morning where you knew God was speaking to you? Amen. Put it in the comments. Put it in the chat. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Elise says, trust and listen to God's voice regardless of her circumstances. Amen. That's what she heard from God. Evelyn heard when you spoke about the eagles. Amen. Rhonda says, whatever I pay attention to, God's word, anxiety, or others is what I will follow. Amen. You see how the preached word says one thing, but God will speak something to your spirit. He will shed light on something within you. The power of God's word. If you are from God, then you listen to God's words. Amen. Yes. What about the eagle, Evelyn, that you heard that resonated with you? Amen. Terry heard, soar as an eagle and trust him. And it, Jahari's window, the explanation of Jahari's window. Amen. Yes. There are things known and there are things unknown. There are things known to you as well as others. There are things known to you, but there are none unknown to others. There are things known to others, but unknown to you. And then there are things that are unknown to you as well as unknown to others. However, there is nothing unknown to God, the all-seeing, the all-knowing, the all-powerful, the creator of heaven and earth, the God of the universe. There is nothing unknown to God. He knows all. He sees all. Amen. Evelyn says, I've been wanting to do a Bible study about the eagle, the eagle's eye, and how God watches us. Child, do that Bible study. Do it. Because God wants to give you a revelation. He wants to give you a message. Amen. He wants to reveal something within you. If that is in your heart to do it, don't ignore it. Don't put it to the side. Say yes and trust God. Move forward in God. Because you're going to have a word. That message is going to empower and help somebody else. Amen. Study that word about the eagle's eye and how God watches us. Amen. Any other revelations? Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you so much for sharing the revelation and what resonated with you the most this morning. Amen. Anyone else? Is there anything that resonated with you this morning? Because those who are from God listens to God and obeys his word. Amen. Whoo, y'all. It has been wonderful. You know, just the fire of God and his words just flowing through me. Amen. It cleanses and it purifies and it flushes things out. Amen. You just feel the fire of his word just changing me on the inside. Amen. So that I can be a better woman on the outside. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Evelyn says, it's funny. We worry about so much, but it does nothing for us. Absolutely nothing. Can worry add a moment to your life? That's what Jesus asked us in Matthew chapter 6. Elise says, I know that with prayer and supplication, God will answer prayer. But I must be consistent daily in praying and continuing to study God's word. Amen. Amen. We all got a part to play. Amen. There's always something more that we can do. There's always a place that we can grow, a place that we can get better, a place that we can strive for to get wiser and stronger, more at peace. Amen. More submissive. Amen. More obedient. Amen. A change in our attitude, a change in our perspective. Amen. There's always something that we can do and work on within ourselves. Amen. God bless you. Yes, I agree right there along with you, Evelyn. Amen. We all got something. We got to be more consistent. Amen. We got to be more in our attitudes, okay, in our perspectives. Amen. I'm telling you, keeping our mouth shut, not complaining. Amen. Whoo. Trusting God, thanking God, worshiping God, turning on more worship music. Amen. Hallelujah. And just simply just trusting him. I need to do more of that. Rhonda says, building my faith by studying God's word. He has all the answers. Amen. Yes. That's it. It's line by line, precept by precept. Amen. It's just, we can't do it alone. We cannot do it without God. And if you guys have been blessed, please share this. Let the people in your contacts, your community know that we get on at 7 a.m. If it's blessing you, it will definitely bless someone else. Amen. Now, don't forget, tomorrow we have the Bounce Back Vision Board Party. I am so excited. We're going to take a look at the things that set us back in 2023, and we're going get before the Lord, and we're going to pray, and we're going to meditate, and we're going to see how we can bounce back and move forward in 2024. Amen. There are doors of opportunity waiting for us, and we got to write the vision and we got to make it plain. Amen. And so we want to be a part of the vision board party. I will put the link And if you go through my different things that I have, there is a link. If you are interested, let me know. It is $24. We will be on at 6 p.m. tomorrow. It is going to be both online and hybrid. Okay, it's not going to be live, but for those who are joining us virtually, they will receive a link. Amen. Get your poster board or whatever it is that you have, your magazines, whatever it is that inspires you, that taps into your creativity. Amen. So that you can create that vision board for 2024. That is Wednesday, January 24th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it is $24, and you can reach out to me directly or you can register via Eventbrite. Amen. I love y'all. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. Amen. Mwah. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow morning.